With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The death toll from a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar jumped to more than 1,000 as more bodies were pulled from the rubble of the scores of buildings that collapsed when it struck near the country's second largest city. One witness described the panic during a large earthquake that rocked all of Southeast Asia.
In Bangkok, Thailand, rescuers pulled people from the rubble of a 33-story building under construction that crumbled into a cloud of dust. Fraser Morton, a tourist from Scotland, was in one of Bangkok's many malls when the quake struck.
The building started really moving and, a lot of screaming, a lot of panic, people running the wrong way down the escalators.
While the area is prone to earthquakes, residents in Thailand said it was the strongest one they'd felt in decades. I'm Jennifer King.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins says he plans to serve veterans in need during his time in office. We get more from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Our metrics are staying the same as far as appointment times and wait times, and our backlog of disability claims actually went up for various reasons, but it shouldn't be that way. So what we're focused on is cleaning out bureaucracy, making sure that we're doing the best we can for the veteran who wants to access their benefits.
That is the voice of Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins, himself set to appear for the first time before the Veterans Affairs Committee in the Senate this coming week. Economist Jonathan Williams says individual states have actually launched their own DOGE-style efforts to cut fraud, waste, and abuse from the state government.
And while the dollar amounts obviously are much smaller at the state level than they are in Washington, we all know there's a lot of room to look for waste, fraud, and abuse at the state and local level as well, and that's exactly what we're doing at ALEC.
And that is economist Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council, focusing on fiscal issues around the country. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. This is SRN News. A Christian nurse has launched legal action after allegedly using the wrong pronoun.
The Christian Legal Center is representing nurse Jennifer Milley after she was investigated for referring to a convicted transgender child sex offender as Mr. Christianity Today reports that the patient identifies as a woman but was recorded in the medical records as male. The British-based religious law firm says it's the latest in a series of cases of UK health officials, quote, supporting trans ideology over biological reality. George Williams, SRN News.
Also at srnnews.com. A bill has been introduced in Sierra Leone that would decriminalize abortion in the West African nation. Tens of thousands of women and girls attempt to self-terminate their pregnancies every year in Sierra Leone. It has one of the highest teenage pregnancy rates in the entire world. This is SRN News. Marcela Sanchez reports on Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's visit with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem met with Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum for the last stop on her tour to three Latin American countries. Despite ongoing tariff threats by the Trump administration, President Sheinbaum said they would focus on security and migration, adding she would emphasize Mexico's sovereignty during her meeting with Noem. More than informing, we're going to share with her what is being done and also the coordination and collaboration that has been established with the United States. Earlier this week, Noem visited El Salvador's high-security prison where Venezuelans flown out by her party are being held. And yesterday, she signed an agreement with Colombia to expand biometric sharing for law enforcement. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Another wipeout slammed Wall Street as worries built about the potentially toxic mix of inflation and a U.S. economy that may be slowing down for some households afraid to spend because what they fear could be a trade war. More from Town Hall.